6, more news. Bus timetable changes leave students rushing for college. Bus timetable changes across Teignbridge and South Devon have left students with just 3 minutes to switch services to get to college on time. Students travelling from Dawlish Warren, Dawlish and Teignmouth to South Devon College in Paignton are struggling to make their 9 a.m. class following the introduction of new stagecoach timetables last week. Previously, one bus, the service 22, took them direct. Now, a new 11 service picks passengers up at Dawlish Warren, Dawlish and Teignmouth, but only takes them to St Mary Church in Torquay, where they have to transfer to the 22 service to South Devon College. The changes mean there is just 3 minutes between one service arriving and the other leaving. Angry parents complain many students are now late for their 9 a.m. college classes. One said, "Stagecoach, you've messed up big time." Another said, "There is no thought or consideration for young people who live outside of college area, and my son and others will have to pay more each day and be late." And one added, "If the first bus is late, they will miss the next connection to college." A spokesman for Stagecoach said, "The new Service 22 now operates more frequently and runs between St Mary Church and South Devon College. We are reviewing the new schedules to determine whether any adjustments are needed to ensure connections remain reliable, particularly during peak travel times. Customers can use our online journey planner to view all available options."
Buckfast Lee re-elects mayor. Buckfast Lee Town Council has re-elected Councillor Sue Clark as mayor. Paul Georgiades was elected as Buckfast Lee's deputy mayor. Paul joined the town council in February 2023. Councillor Clark previously served as Buckfast Lee's mayor from 2020 to 2023. Buckfast Lee Town Council also congratulated Councillor Jack Major, who was recently selected as deputy chair for Teignbridge District Council, and Stuart Rogers, who was elected to Devon County Council in the May elections. The mayor and deputy mayor appointments were made at the Buckfast Lee Town Council's meeting on the 21st of May, where councillors also agreed to continue to support and maintain the town's defibrillators. The town council also announced plans to paint a wildlife-themed mural on the Plymouth Road bus shelter in keeping with the wildflower green space at the junction with Strode Road.
Dartmoor National Park reports £8,500 surplus. Despite facing its biggest funding cut in years, Dartmoor National Park Authority, the DNPA, has come out of 2024-25 with a cash surplus and increased reserves. A financial report presented to the authority's Audit and Governance Committee this week shows a surplus of £8,500 and that reserves earmarked for future projects increasing by £54,000. DNPA Chief Executive Kevin Bishop said the organisation is in a robust financial position and had healthy reserves totalling more than £3.6 million. He said it had been helped by the Supreme Court judgment which allowed wild camping to continue on Dartmoor. The court ruled that multi-millionaire landowner Alexander Darwell was wrong to ban such camping on his land, and he is expected to have to pay for the park's legal costs, which are understood to run into millions of pounds. DNPA had also managed to successfully bid for capital grant funding of £2.4 million, which exceeded expectations. The major expense of repairs at Princetown Visitor Centre, which it is planning to close later this year to save costs, and excavation at Cut Hill, where archaeologists discovered an early Bronze Age cist or stone-built box used to bury bodies in prehistoric times, was met by savings with no need for reserves to be used. But members were warned of the long battle ahead for future funding of the park, which is facing an 8% cut in its day-to-day spending budget from the government, which could amount to 10% once employers' national insurance is included. Chairperson Pamela Woods said a comprehensive spending review is underway, but she suspected that life was going to be very tough across the protected landscape scene. I wish someone from DEFRA were listening. We have a central issue here that we all know about. It is, how much do you value your national landscapes? How much do you value what national parks and others have to offer? She said DEFRA is not prepared to put its money where its mouth is. We have to get creative, I know, and think positive, but it is going to be difficult. Workforce planning and the potential reduction in the National Parks grant have been flagged up as the two severe risks to DNPA. We are still a robust organisation which delivers projects that make the National Park better for people, nature, climate and heritage. So if you are looking at growing your career, this is a really good organisation to work for.
Surgery merger approved. The merger of two GP groups based in Teignmouth has been officially approved by NHS Devon and will take effect from the 1st of July. Teign Estuary Medical Practice will become part of the Channel View Medical Group. The combined practice will serve around 22,500 patients across six sites. The merge will ensure sustainability and resilience in a time where several GP practices across the country are closing, leaving patients with no access to a local doctor, said Dr. Becky Chowdhury, a senior partner at the Channel View Medical Group, and Dr. Julian Squires, a senior partner at the Teign Estuary Medical Group, in a letter to patients. The staff team are central to the current success of each practice, and there is no proposed changes to staffing levels as part of the merger, they added. Channel View and Teign Estuary GP practices have a history of collaboration, and both have previously worked together on joint projects such as the rollout of vaccination programmes, the development of systems improvements, and a variety of research projects. The practices run a plan to maintain the opening hours and sites of all six surgeries for the foreseeable future. The surgeries are at Courtney Place, The Den, Glendevon in Teignmouth, Bishop Stainton, Riverside in Sheldon and Chudley. Patients are unlikely to see any obvious changes to the way they access appointments, the staff they see or the services they receive at the short term. Channel View hopes it will be able to combine the IT systems for the GP practices by the end of July, so patients will be able to request appointments with medical staff across all sites. This will provide patients with greater access to a wider range of services and availability. In future, Channel View hopes the merger will benefit patients by enabling them to access more specialist care. Meanwhile, staff will be more opportunities for training and career development. GPs, nurses and healthcare assistants will have access to the wider pool of clinical knowledge and expertise and more opportunities to specialise in areas such as diabetes, care of the elderly, palliative care and urgent care access. The merger comes as the Channel View Medical Group pursues options to find a permanent premises or a new purpose-built site. The GP Group has secured some funding to increase capacity short-term by moving administrative staff to office space near the Den practice and by turning additional rooms at the Courtney Place practice into clinical space. The group has extended the lease on its Den site for a further 3 years after its planned move into the health and wellbeing hub on Brunswick Street fell through due to spiralling costs. However, the lease on its Den site can only be extended until April 2028, creating the need for a new surgery, so the Channel View Medical Group continues to work with health bosses to review options over its future home. The preferred option being mooted is to build a GP practice on the Brunswick Street site that was due to house the Health and Wellbeing Centre.